You're listening to The Point. It's early September, which means it's time for the annual Martha's Vineyard International Film Festival, now in its 15th year. Joining us to discuss what's on tap for this year's festival and options for viewing films is festival founder and executive director of the Martha's Vineyard Film Society, Richard Paradise. Welcome back.
I'm glad to be back. You're right. This is an annual rite of passage to come on the show and talk briefly about the upcoming film festival.
Now, a number of film festivals either canceled this year or went fully virtual. What's happening with the Martha's Vineyard International Film Festival?
Well, because it's, September, we've been able to reopen the Film Center, our main venue, about 4 weeks ago. Though, of course, under Governor Baker's wise, protocols, we are only allowed to accommodate 25 customers, 25 viewers per screening. But I felt that it was necessary as a film festival to continue with the tradition of showing the movies in the festival venue, the Film Center. But we are also going to be providing all of the films in the festival in a virtual setting.
Yeah. So, Richard, did the pandemic impact the number of films available this year, or is there enough of a delay in producing and releasing films that it wasn't really an issue?
Well, in terms of selection and availability, I would say that I haven't really noticed a lack of films to screen. We are going to be in the festival. We are going to be showing at the Film Center about 11-12 films. Normally in the festival, we would show more like 20 to 22 films. That's because we would always use the Capawalk Movie Theater as our second venue in downtown Vineyard Haven. That theater, along with the Strand Movie Theater, the two historic theaters that we normally have open in the summer, have been closed. We did not reopen them. They're not going to open this year. So we're limited to one venue. But the schedule is pretty much as always, Tuesday through Sunday, with a heavy emphasis on the weekends with three screenings per day. But in terms of the availability for world cinema, I think there was a bit of a delay. I mean, in the sense that there's a lot of content that's coming into the market still that was, basically produced and finished last year at the end of 2019, early 2020. So the films that we're showing predictably for the festival are films that are just being released or haven't been released yet. Now, I think you will see a lack of availability sometime in 2021, because 2020, pretty much all productions were basically called off around the world.
Yeah.
And so it takes, there's always stuff in the pipeline.
Yeah. So one of the highlights of the festival is the short films. It's one of the few places audience can see shorts. And the 10 being screened are selected out of more than 300 entries. So these are the best of the best. Any highlights in the short films you want to tell us about?
Well, the shorts are, always one of my favorites because in a program of 10 films, you get to see such diverse voices, international voices from young filmmakers, and they range anywhere from a few minutes long to 20 minutes at their max. So in terms of the program, I don't know if there's any particular one that I would say it stands out. I think all in all, the program this year, the 10 films that were selected by our selection committee, are all very strong. We probably had about 100 or 150 less submissions this year as opposed to last year. But that's predictable because of what was going on in the world. But the quality, of the films are just stellar. I actually don't have the list of films in front of me.
I'll tell you that one film that caught my eye was My Dog Stupid, a French film. It's a story of a man's midlife crisis and the enormous and untrained dog that comes to live with him and his family. It's a comedy and a drama. What appealed to you about this film, and how would you describe the genre?
Well, it's French. And the French have always a certain way of telling a story. It also stars the beautiful and talented Charlotte Gainsbourg. You know, it's directed by a famous French director. I think it's Attali. I'm terrible pronouncing names, but these are well-known figures in world cinema, especially French cinema. You know, you can't get more royal than Gainsborough. And so that appealed to me, obviously, the fact that it's French. In fact, it's a comedy, French comedies. Who doesn't like a French comedy? And who doesn't like big, ugly dogs? No, I wouldn't say the dog is ugly.
Okay, you can see some of the comedy coming, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the other feature that caught my eye, perhaps because we're in an election year, was the Saudi Arabian film, The Perfect Candidate.
Yeah. Right, right. Here, again, this festival, you know, has predictably themes that touch upon what's going on in the world today, what's going on in the United States, whether it's politics, immigration, things of that nature. Not to say that the festival is heavy on heavy films, but this film looks at a woman candidate for city council. First woman ever to run for city council in her community in Saudi Arabia. As you know, Saudi Arabia is not a very open society when it comes to women's rights. I think they just were able to get a driver's license in the last 2 years. Women are finally allowed to drive their own cars in the last 2 years. So speak about, you know, a woman candidate for a city council position. Of course, there's a lot of pushback, both by her family, by her community. And this is not just some ordinary woman. This is a highly educated woman. She's a doctor, at a medical hospital, which also has its barriers because men will refuse to be looked at by a female doctor, physician, even if they're in the middle of having a heart attack or whatever. So here's a woman who, you know, the humor, the irony is that she runs for candidacy only because the city council refuses to listen to her to fix the muddy roads in front of her hospital. And she gets so frustrated that the city council is so inept at fixing the roads that she decides to run for city council herself. Sounds kind of a universal theme, you know, take it upon yourself to get things done.
There's a lot of interesting films, and it's the 15th annual Martha's Vineyard International Film Festival, runs September 8th through the 13th. We're going to post more information at our website, capeandislands.org, so people can see a list of the films. Richard Paradise, founder and executive director of the Martha's Vineyard Film Society, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm Indy Todd. Thanks for listening.